What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Governor Newsom is visiting South Carolina this week, speaking to Southern voters in what could be a sneak peek at a potential run for the White House. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, this is quite a trip for a guy who's not running for president, as he says.
Wait a minute. Eric, we've been around this guy how many years?
A long time.
Can you tell me when he's not been possibly running for president?
It's true. I can't. It's true.
Well, he's in Los Angeles today for the six-month anniversary of the fires there, and trying to get the aid and trying to get the place back up on its feet. And then he's going to be heading to the South Carolina for a two-day visit. And there it's being billed as a meeting with South Carolinians to talk about disaster preparedness and federal assistance and how to get through tough times like this. I guess it's just coincidental that South Carolina was a pivotal state in Joe Biden's ascent into the Democratic nomination a few years back. It's seen as a key state, a southern state, one of the first black states to go in, and key to the Democratic nomination. I'm sure it's all coincidence that he's there to talk about disaster relief at a time like this, and that just possibly being there and looking presidential is just coincidental. No, it's planned.
So lately, he's been trying to walk this tightrope between tempering some of his more liberal tendencies and taking shots at President Trump.
Yeah, that's right. What he's trying to do is, he and his team have taken a look at the national scene politically, and they've seen that their bet is that the Democrats want to go to the middle. At least not the vocals, you know, the New York mayor's race, the AOCs, the Bernie Sanders, they're going to be vocal. They're going to grab crowds. They're going to grab crowds of 10,000 or more, and it's going to look impressive. But for the overall vote, in order to score, you've got to get to the mid-America, the mid-American voter in California and the mid-American voter in Carolina. And so they have been pushing him in that direction. He's willingly gone. He thought that, you know, trans in sports was fundamentally unfair. His rearrangement of California's Environmental Act just this last week in order to accommodate more housing. It's a push to the middle, and I think we'll see more possibly in dealing with how we gas regulations in order to try to keep the price of the pump down. And he's also at the same time, remember, he was one of the first, he challenged J.D. Vance to a debate on Fox, and then turned around and sued Fox Network for what he called libel, for calling him a liar. So yeah, he's carrying the torch and he's holding it up high.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.